This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The tragic death of Eve Carson looms over Chapel Hill, North Carolina this weekend. Ms. Carson was the student body president at the university. She was 22 years old, a Moorhead Scholar, pre-med student, devoted to community service. Early Wednesday morning, Eve Carson was shot several times, once in the head, and left in the middle of a suburban street. Her car was later found abandoned about a mile away. As the university and surrounding communities grieve, what is ordinarily one of the biggest, loudest, and fiercest events of the year takes place, and that's the basketball game between the University of North Carolina and Duke. The men's teams play tonight at Duke's Cameron Stadium. Both basketball coaches held press conferences on Friday to help students figure out how to celebrate amidst the grief. David Ely is sports editor of the Daily Tar Heel at the University of North Carolina, and Shreya Rao is the news editor at the Duke Chronicle. Both of them join us from the studios of WUNC in Durham. I want to thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's it like on campus?
Once everyone found out, people were just in shock. People didn't have the words to describe it, especially when it's a person that's just so well known on our campus. It's unthinkable.
Shreya Rao.
There's been a general outpouring of sympathy at Duke as well. I think it's hard to fathom what the UNC community is going through right now. I think a lot of students don't really know what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So they're just sort of trying to go on with their regular activities.
Have a lot of the traditional pregame activities in the couple of days leading up to the game been canceled or altered?
All the basketball talk has been subdued. People aren't really focusing about it. In fact, Friday was the first time I heard any people even really mentioning the basketball game.
As I understand it, the Duke Chronicle canceled something traditional, didn't they?
Yeah. Usually leading up to the basketball game, we print a mock paper just sort of teasing, I guess, UNC. Instead, we had a big memorial for Eve Carson on our front page. Everyone's trying to be extremely respectful of that.
Would either of you know if any sort of recognition of Eve Carson and her life is going to be made right before the game?
They've set up a moment of silence before the game, and I believe that's sort of what's being done right now at Duke.
Roy Williams did not say anything specific about any type of recognition at his press conference on Friday.
Both campuses began spring break on Friday. How does that change things? There's still people that come from all over the state, all over the country for that matter.
Yeah, there's certainly less students, but at the same time, I think Cameron Indoor will be packed as usual. There's still hundreds of students waiting in line outside of Cameron.
This is for tickets to the game, right?
Yeah, for tickets for the game. It's sort of a Duke tradition.
Over here at Chapel Hill, it's definitely a different environment than at Duke, mainly because it's a road game. So in light of everything that happened with Eve, that maybe spring break is one of the best things that could happen to the student body. It just gives a chance for everyone just to reflect and be a little bit easier for everyone to grieve appropriately.
Mr. Ely, is it a little hard to care about this big basketball game as much?
Definitely. Roy Williams said in Friday's news conference that it was definitely hard for them to practice on Thursday, that some of these basketball players knew Eve, and there's definitely a lot of other things going through people's minds. But at the same time, I feel that for the 2 hours tonight, this basketball game will just be like an outlet for everyone's grief, and if North Carolina loses to Duke, then it won't nearly affect them as much because people are realizing that it's just a basketball game, that it's not the end of everything.
And I think in a lot of ways, for students at Duke and UNC, the basketball game it's not just about a rivalry and it's not about hating another school. It's about a game that brings people together on Duke's campus and on UNC's campus. And so when students celebrate or when they get excited about it, I don't think it's meant to be something disrespectful. If anything, I think it's a way for students to like enjoy each other and distract themselves from the things that are wrong with the world.
David Ely is sports editor at the Daily Tar Heel at the University of North Carolina. Shreya Rao is news editor at the Duke Chronicle. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome, Scott. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.